Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have 33 degrees at 5:30. The snow has ended, but it's going to remain mostly cloudy. That's what Hetsco has in its forecast from 13 Plan ABC. Good morning. I'm Steve Hausman with what's trending here at WBEE. For the third time this week, we have a missing person to tell you about. This is a 14-year-old from Chi-Lai. Alexis Robertson has not been seen since Tuesday evening when her family says she left the house and didn't say where she was going. She was last seen wearing a blue shirt, a gray sweatshirt, gray leggings, and black boots. Police asking you to call 911 if you know anything about this young woman's disappearance. She's 5'8 and weighs 280 pounds. A car crash in Walworth yesterday afternoon took a life. State police say 45-year-old Miroslav Palk died when his car left the road near Whitney and Lincoln Roads in Walworth. The investigation is underway. A Monroe County Sheriff's deputy is being investigated on a charge of domestic violence. The sheriff has not identified the deputy nor released many details other than that it happened early yesterday morning at an address in Clarkson. No arrests yet. All three of those who have been arrested in the deaths of a couple in SOTUS last month were in court yesterday. That Texas Police Chief Timothy Dean, his wife Charlene Chambers, and a friend Bron Bowler are all accused in the deaths of Joshua Niles and Amber Washburn in their SOTUS home. All three insist they are innocent, and the attorney for Niles is warning about jumping to conclusions.
Certainly, with the allegations in this case, it's so important that the community not prejudge this case, because the community, I mean prospective jurors down the line, are members of this community.
Joe D'Amelio is, in fact, the attorney for Dean. All three are due back in court December 13th. A heads up for drivers, the O'Rourke Bridge over the Genesee River in Irondequoit is going to be undergoing 5 days of scheduled lifts. They are training new operators, so the bridge will be going up and down several times a day for the next 5 days. In Manhattan last night,
3, 2, 1, go!
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio switching on the big Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center. The 72-foot tree is decorated with 5 miles of LED lights. President Trump lit the national tree last night in Washington. Finally, there are those of us who get their Christmas shopping done early, and then there are these people. New research shows that 2 in 5 shoppers completed all their shopping on Amazon Prime Day back in July. And then there's the rest of us. According to this report by the National Retail Federation, more than half of us will leave the shopping till the last Saturday before Christmas, also known as Super Saturday.
Amateurs. I was done Christmas shopping by New Year's Eve last year.
You were. Here's that sports of the bee. The first place Sabres will be shopping for their 11th straight win when they skate in Tampa tonight. Both they and the Amherst were off last night. We have Thursday night football tonight. Dallas hosts New Orleans, and the Bills will be playing spoiler when they travel to Miami on Sunday. The 5-6 Dolphins still have flickering playoff hopes. We have your forecast coming up from 13 Wham ABC right after this at the bee.
Shop Lowe's and save on a Craftsman 81-piece mechanics tool set now just $89.98. The set includes drive tools, sockets, an extension, and a 120-tooth ratchet with a 3-degree arc swing, making it easier to get into those hard-to-reach spaces. Plus, it's backed by a full lifetime warranty, so you can be sure the tool you need will be there when you need it. Get yours today at Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman. Valid through 12/5 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hey everybody, it's Brendan from Panic at the Disco. While on tour, I've been spreading some good in the neighborhood with my friends at State Farm. State Farm's Neighborhood of Good makes it easy to give back to your neighborhood.
It feels so good to give back, especially when it's something you're passionate about.
If you just dedicate the smallest amount of your time, the amount of impact you can have, it's unreal. State Farm is making it easy to give back.
Go to neighborhoodofgood.com. Just put in your zip code, find a cause, and show up.
Some leftovers. That's about it. It's like the turkey in your fridge you haven't gotten to today. Some flurries. 36 the high. Tomorrow, going to be about 38 degrees, mainly cloudy. The weekends are coming. Showers of rain developing Saturday afternoon. Could get windy, 44. How about mid-50s on Sunday? Yeah, how about it? From the 13 WAM Weather Authority, this is Scott Hetzko here on 92.5, the B Morning Coffee Club.
Clouds and 33 degrees here at High Falls at 535. You're up to date at 92.5 WBEE.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.